Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Omud Aleph. And we are in the middle of the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are in Simen Shin Chof Aleph, dealing with a lot of the halachos of grinding. And we read yesterday the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis, but we'll repeat it quickly today. So we'll start on the second from the bottom line of Kuf Mem Ches Omud Beis. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber taught us, HaMechatek Hayerek Dak Dak. If you very finely cut up vegetables, Chay Mishum Tochen, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cut up very finely vegetables. We'll see some qualifications of that today in the Ramah. So we'll begin with the Ramah. This is really where we left off yesterday. Hagad, the Ramah adds, V'hu hadin, it likewise is forbidden, the osu lachtoch gerogros v'charuvim. A person is not allowed to cut up dried figs and carob, charuv, boxer, lifnei zakenim, for elderly people. And he brings us down the Beis Yosef in the name of the Tosefta. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Lamed Tes explains she'en yicholim l'lo'aso, because these elderly people don't have teeth and they're not able to chew without it being cut up finely. In lo yachtechenu dak dak, unless you go cut it up very fine. And therefore, in this situation, the lo'az linam bosa ruba, the alma, you can't go after the majority of the world in this situation. Kidileo b'siv tes le'inyan b'sar tzli. We learned in yesterday's share that you are allowed to finely cut up meat, for example, cooked meat or roasted meat, because most people can eat that without it being finely cut up, so therefore you can finely cut it up. Nevertheless, the kivan dishu gidule karka chomer yoster, the difference between why you're allowed to cut up the meat, but you're not allowed to cut up these vegetables over here, is that these are gidule karka, these dried figs and boxer and other vegetables are gidule karka, they grow from the ground, and therefore the din is stricter. The ikor techina be gidule karka. The Mishpura tells us that the basic sin over here of grinding on Shabbos is dealing with gidule karka. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha di Ramasa Lifnei Zakenim tells us over here that the Morgan of Ram writes, the mashba de lifnei mi sheyachol lelaso kach shari, that if somebody is able to go and eat the raw dried figs or the boxer without it being cut up finely, so then for such a person, you would be allowed to go and cut it up. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says he's not sure that this is true. L'anias dati ein devar of muchrachim. He says this proof, this idea that the Magen Avraham says it's only applicable for older people, says he's not so sure that it's true. And he says that the reason that the Ramah over here wrote for older people, the nokat lifnei zakenim mishum orcha de milsa, that's just the routine person you'd cut this up for. Shame ein yicholun lechol in lo yachtechum dak dak. They absolutely can't eat it unless you cut it up finely. Avoli olam bedaver shu mishum gidule karka shayach botchino b'chol gavni. But he says that this halach applies even to people that can eat it very well, as opposed to the implication over here from the Magen Avraham. And he goes through a long proof to show that this is correct from the Vilna Gaon and others. Ayin shom the rest of this bir halacha. The issue footnote number 53 brings down another chilek brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish, she hatzorech berisuk hagrogros shove b'chol hazkenim. Another item over here is that all older people would have trouble eating this boxer over here or these dried figs. But he concludes, ikra chilek kumashu kaza mishnah berurah. The real explanation is that it's gidule karka over here as opposed to something that's really shove. It's applicable for everybody. In any event, the Ramah continues and he writes, v'davko peros v'chadom elezeh osur. This cutting it up finely that's prohibited over here, the Ramah says, is only for fruits or things like that. Aval mutar lefarer lechem lifnei ha'tarnegolim. But you would be allowed to go and spread the crumbs out in front of birds. That's not a problem, to break up bread and spread those crumbs out in front of the birds. Why? The whole lukvar nitchan ein lochush. Since they've already been ground up, when you ground up the flour to make it into bread, so therefore there is no concern over here. You're regrinding it, so to say, by breaking it up and giving it to the birds, to the chickens. The ein tochen achar tochen. He brings down over here from the Gos Maimonios, as well as the Mordechai and the Ran, in Perek Lagodol and Shabbos, as well as Sefer Mitzvos Gedolos, that this is a basic principle. Ein tochen achar tochen, and therefore we're allowed to go and break up the bread over here for these tarnegolim, even though it's gedule karka, because ein tochen achar tochen, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that you are being tochen over here. There's a lot to be said about this. Let's look inside of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Mem. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Haynu afilu lohochim lehem shiochel achazman." This would be permitted over here, even not for immediate usage, even not for immediate consumption. As we'll learn in a moment, there is a difference between immediate consumption and for later consumption. And he says here, you'd even be allowed to break up the bread over here for the Tarnagolim, even as for later consumption. Dirshu footnote number 54 brings down from the Chazon Ish, "Shafilu tzdibim umatzos," even toast and matzah over here. Yesh liforer dafka somach l'sud. He says you should not take advantage of this kula here. You should only do this immediately before the meal. Unless, in lobamach m'shi'ef shalasuskin, unless it's physically impossible to do this, you have to do it now for later on. And he brings down as well in the Sefer Zichro Torah Moshe, brings down from the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Nidchei Yisrael the same idea. Chavetz Chaim over here in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil Lefaru Lechem says Vafilu B'Sakin Mutu. You can even do this breaking up the bread over here with a knife to cut it up finely. In Lo B'Chli Hamiyuchedes L'Chtisha, but you can't use a special implement that's normally used to crush this bread over here. For example, Kigon Lichtosh Matzah B'Machteshes Oser. But to go and put, let's say, the matzah into a mortar and pestle and grind up, chop up the matzah in that way, that would be forbidden. Just like you're not allowed to go in grate cheese. And he adds further from the Sefer Tosefes Yerushalayim, "Da'afilu litein mayim im halechem gam kin shari." Even to add water over here to this bread would be permissible. However, you have to be careful that you don't go and knead it with the water. You don't knead the bread with the water. That would be a separate issur of losh, of kneading. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Aleph says that you are allowed to do this over here because there's no tchina achar tchina, dein tochen achar tochen. Well, lefi zeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Leforer tapuach adama," to go and break up a potato, the irokos or vegetables, lifneim dak, to cut them up for birds, to cut them up into small pieces, that is not allowed. As was customary, commotion organ of the of Ovis Gedolos, Osir, as they would do on a weekday, it was customary for them to go and chop this up for animals or large birds. To do this on a weekday, it would be Osir to do this on Shabbos. How come? Unless you're careful. El im kinizor, she had doverzes somuch lachilos mamish. Here we again bring down an interesting additional factor that you must do this immediately before they're going to eat it. Then you're allowed to do this, but to do this for later on, even on the same Shabbos, then it's problematic. We call Malcolm. He says it's much better. When you cut it up, you shouldn't cut it up so finely. You should leave it in somewhat slightly enlarged pieces. Especially b'frat l'pnei behema, b'vadei yish l'zor b'zeh. You certainly should be careful about doing this in front of behema that certainly can take larger pieces. You don't have to cut it up so finely. As we will, Amir Tzashim, learn, u'kilik t'kamon b'simin shin chav dalas of zayin. Dein l'troach b'dover shoroi lecho below zeh. One shouldn't do excessive work over here, extra work, when the animal could certainly eat it in the larger pieces. For you to cut it up to make it into dainty little bites for the animal, that's certainly something that's a tircha yisera, extra work, and you shouldn't do that. Dishu footnote number 55 brings down from the Chazon Ish as well. Then we say, ain tochin achar tochin over here, ain gidro kidin ain bishel achar bishel. It's not exactly the same thing as saying there's no bishel after bishel. Shegeder adin shom, hu shekivin shlo shayach levashel, dovin vushel. In regards to bishel, we say you can't cook something that's already been cooked. However, ulam le'inyan tochin, hageder hu she'ain tochin, elo bahafroda shel dover hamuchuber bi'ofen tivi. Here the Isser in regards to Tchina is something that has been connected in a natural way. And he says, Afilu dover shebol yolam mefurar, if something is separated, it's created that way, and it's never been ground up, and if it was put together by human beings, there still is over here no Isser of Tochein. So by Bishel, there's a different aspect than by Tochein. By Tochein, it has to be something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, put together, and now there's a concept of grinding it. But here, there's ein tochen nachat tochen, even if it was put together by human beings, once it was separated beforehand by Hashem, so to say, now it's put together by human beings, there's still a concept of ein tochen achat tochen. It's not a problem. He then points out an interesting halacha, and people aren't aware of this very often. If you have dirt on your clothing, you have some mud on your clothing, so the Shulchan Aruch and the Simon Shin Beis taught us, and the Mishnah Berurah there as well, so asu l'shav shef es atip mi'abegi b'shabas mishum tochen. You can't scrape off the mud from your clothing. That's a problem of tochen. I would keep the ass over there. Kiven shatit murkav mechalokim kitanim sheischavro ayde mayim. Wait a second. This tit, this mud, started off with little pieces that were put together because of water. So then, ideally, one should say lechori yesh lahatir ain tochen achar tochen. It should be allowed. So the Ksos HaShulchan explains in the name of the Sefer, Tal Oros, She'ein Omrim Ein Tochin Achar Tochin Ela B'Divri Maichel. This concept of Ein Tochin Achar Tochin only applies to food items, but not in regards to other things. So even though one could argue the mud on your clothing is Ein Tochin Achar Tochin, because originally was separate, then the mud put it together, and now you want to separate it again, but since it's not a food item, it's still not allowed. We don't apply Ein Tochin Achar Tochin. Likewise, he says, Yeroko Shenitchatku Kodem HaShabbos. If you have cut up vegetables before Shabbos, and if you had cut that up in that way on Shabbos, you would have been over to Tochein, so then the Egle Tal is uncertain. What happens if you cut that up further on Shabbos to make it even more tiny? Is that an Isser of Tochein, or do we say, Ein Tochein Achar Tochein? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Sheyesh Bazeh Mishum Isser Tochein. It is a problem. So even if it was cut up before Shabbos so finely that if you had done it on Shabbos, you would have been over at Tochein, and you did it before Shabbos, so it's not a problem with Tochein, but if you cut it up further and more finely on Shabbos, he says you're not allowed to do this. Shekol Chaticho Bifnei Atzmolo Nitchadim, because each piece that you're cutting up over here wasn't considered Tochein beforehand. Go back to the Ramah. The Ramah continues and he says, we're talking here that you're not allowed to do any of these things that we said cutting it up finally is if you're doing it for later on. But if you're eating right now, you want to cut something up fine for immediate consumption, Hakol Shari, everything is permissible. Just like Midi the Havi Aborer Lecho Miyad the Shari. Just like we learn Kidileel, Simin Shin Yutes, the Halachos Aborer, he brings this down from the Rashba and the Ran, that just like you're allowed to go within the parameters of Boreh to do something immediately, not with a specialized kli, and separating the food from the ochel for immediate consumption, that is allowed. So to over here, immediate techina, cutting it up, grinding it up for immediate consumption is allowed as well. Now let's see again the caveats over here too. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Membe says, Koi gam al chitoch yerek dak dak, kamusk reshasif. This is even going back earlier where we said you shouldn't cut up vegetables very finely. So we said that was only talking about if it's not for immediate usage, but for immediate usage it is allowed. Sivkot Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lochel miyad, for immediate usage. Vuadin de echod yochel lachtoch lotzorach acherim, behem yochel miyad. You can likewise do this to somebody else. Lav daka that you have to be the one to eat it, you could cut it up for your father, you could cut it up for your friend, for your children. That would also be acceptable. And the issue footnote number 56 says you could even do this with Tzorech Nachri. If a person has a non-Jewish person in their house, a housekeeper or a guest of some sort, so you'd be allowed to cut it up finally for them as well. Just like we learned the halachos by Borer for immediate consumption and the way that it's allowed is okay. So too over here, Tochein is as well allowed. Sivkot Memdala, the Mishbura says, the reason behind this is Hatam, Delo Shayach Shem Techina. It's not called Techina over here, grinding, Kishemachatik Besakin Ela Betochin Laniach. It's only a problem over here if you're cutting it up, if you're doing it for later on. But if you're doing it for immediate eating, Vadai Deshari, it would absolutely be permissible over here to do so. Shari Lo Asu Alo Odom Lecho Macholo Bechatichos Gedolos Oketanos. Because the rabbis never instituted over here any additional prohibitions about eating food cut into large pieces or the small pieces. And therefore, Imkein Hevi Derech Achiloso Bekach. Therefore, this is the normal way that people eat it, and it is permissible. The issue footnote of 57 brings down in the Chazon Ish that the reasoning is over here, alachilo tumidis lo chol shem amo melacha. On a regularly eaten food, we don't have the consideration of melacha over here. And anything in regards to immediate eating is called eating and not called grinding or borer. Again, done in a permissible way. The issue footnote number 58 does point out that you're still not allowed to go and crush it, for example, to use a grater or to go use some specialized instrument to go and crush it totally. That is a separate problem. I ain't showing the rest of the issue footnote number 58. Mishabur continues and he says, V'huadin im meichin hayerek dak dak lefnei hatarnagolim, shiyochlu miyad, gamkin sharim, hol mazonoson alecha. If you're responsible for feeding certain chickens, again, you're only allowed to feed animals on Shabbos that you're responsible for, so if you're responsible to feed those chickens and you're going to feed them right now, you'd be allowed to cut up the vegetables finally for them as well. Sivkot mem hey, shari, it's permissible to do this. However, he brings down the yesh mefakvkin al heter zeh. He brings down the Sharat Zion, Os mem zayin, this is the Morgan Abram, name the Shulta Gibarim, that disagree with this kula. And the issue footnote number 59 has a whole number of Achronim as well who disagree with this kula. And he says, now continuing the Mishnah Berurah, V'gam v'Eis Yosef Kosav, Sha'af mi shemachavin lecho miyad, gam kinizor lachtoch lechatichos gedolus ketzas. You shouldn't cut it up so finely. You shouldn't take advantage of this kula and totally disregard this din of tochein and cut it up as fine as you want. You should try to cut it up only into larger pieces, even if it's for immediate consumption. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "Mitam zeh kosu kam achronim gam ki denochul nisnai kamosh kosu beis yosef." The Mishnah brings down that many achronim hold over here. This is the Mati Yehuda Chayodim Shagis Aryeh in Sifkotin Memches in the Sharat Zion that one should be stricter over here, not cut it up so finely. However, he does bring down for the Magen Avraham. If somebody wants to cut up the onions or the radishes very, very finely, you don't have to protest. They do have those opinions that you can rely upon. Nevertheless, you shouldn't do this earlier than you have to. So, for example, you're eating it for lunch. You should wait till you come up from shul to cut this up. According to the opinion that says you can do it very fine, it has to be immediately before the consumption. Like we talked about in regards to the borer, the same thing would apply over here in regards to tochen. Then he says, if you're cutting up the onions or the radishes, an hour or two before the meal, that is possibly that would already be potentially an isadar rice over here. And therefore, that food would be prohibited from being eaten because you did it with a way that would be an isadar rice. The same halachas apply with borer, as we've already learned previously, and we will learn again at the end of this simon in the Ramah, as brought down by Lechai Yodam. Mishnah Berurah also says, "Ayin the bir halacha." There's a whole discussion over there in the bir halacha. Dibra masul midi dahavi aborer daheter shezocher bahagod. That which the Ramah says over here is permissible. Haynu kishichotu misakin. It's only if you're using a knife. Avol kishichotu bechli amiyuchad lekach. If you're using mortar and pestle, some specific grinding or cutting implement, nirud the also b'chol gavda shichotu dak dak. That you now use a grater or something like that to cut it up very, very finely. The gam bebore gufa in bechli amiyuchad levrira. Just like in Bora, you're not allowed to use a specialized implement. You can pick it out with your hands, but you can't use a strainer. So to over here, the same halacha applies, like we learned over there in Kideel B'Simin Shin Yud Tes. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Ulefizeh, according to what we just said, Mistabra the Yesh Lizar B'Mesh Shinogim Lachtuch B'Tzolim Dak Dak Im Dog Maluach Kiyotze. Therefore, one should be careful if they're chopping up an onion very finely to put it into a salted fish. Shelo Yachtechem B'Chli. You shouldn't use a special cutting implement, Shekorin Hech Meser, with some sort of axe-like structure, grinding tool, that might be considered a special implement, which is not allowed. You should use rak besakim yamish, use a regular knife. Likewise, you shouldn't use this kupitz over here, this large cutting implement, because that also looks like a weekly activity, like we explained in yesterday's Sheva Chanabas. If you're not allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, ha-mefarech achitas eitz. If you go and take pieces of wood, nirkav, that had become spoiled or rotten, v'osu menu pulver, and you make a powder out of it of some sort. The bottom Tirgum says this is avka, dust. Likewise, if you take a piece of earth and you crumble it up and you make it into dirt, both of these, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, would be an issue of tochin, of grinding. Likewise, if somebody cuts up wood on Shabbos in order to get benefit from the sawdust over here, he files over here a piece of metal. He calls this shikorin palin, biloshin ashkenaz. It's something called filing over here. Filing. Chayav mishi yoshuf b'choshu. As soon as you do a little bit, you're over here, you're chayav in isu deraisa. Likewise, v'machateich eitzim, dak, if you finally cut up wood, v'ose osom ketanim, make it into little pieces. So if you're careful about the size, you're making 2x4s, imdiktik man kidei levashel kigrogeres mibetze chayav. If you cut up enough that you could go and cook a small egg, that's the shear for a significant amount of wood, so then you'd be chayv in isu deraisa, brought down by the Rambam, the Magen Avraham. V'im hu chotech lachatichos kedos, you're making, for example, into a 2x4, v'hu makbir al midi, but dafka one, a 2x4, l'chotch l'chavonim, v'zeh makom, then kider shenogim chot v'yetzim, like regular choppers of wood do, chayv mishum leches mechatech, that's a separate issue of mechatech, of cutting it up into a specific size, as the Rambam explains in Perek Yudav in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, the laws of tochet are quite complicated, as you see, and therefore a person should be very careful with these dinim on Shabbos, as we have described, and certainly to cut things up not so finely is always preferable, even when there are opinions that say that you can cut certain things up for immediate consumption very finely. We'll begin Sif Yud Gimel in the Mechaber. Aser lirdos chalos devash mehakaveres. One is not allowed to go and take out the honeycombs from a beehive. A kaveris is a beehive over here, and the chalos devash, or the honeycombs, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And the Ramah explains, Pirush, hakein shadvorim osim bo advash. This is talking about the honeycombs over here that the bees make, and the reason you're allowed to do this, the Mechaber tells us, mipnei shadomel letolish, because it looks like you're plucking over here. You're uprooting it from the ground. We consider these honeycombs established into the kaveris as if they're in the ground, and therefore when you take them out, it's like you're uprooting them from the ground. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in membab. Hainu, afilu lo yirtze livro hadvash min hashayva. Even if you're not interested in removing the honey over here from the wax, even if you're just taking out the honeycomb itself over here and you're not removing the honey from the honeycomb, from the wax part of the honeycomb, if you did that, they say, oh, bichlal mefarik, that would be an answer to the rice of mefarik, of separating the honey from the honeycomb. All you're interested in over here is eliyikach achalos atzmon hakeveris. You just want to take the honeycombs out of the beehive. That itself is usur as well. It is considered doma l'tolesh, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Zayin, ki makom gidol hadvashu bekaveretz, because the place, so to say, where the honey grows is inside the beehive. The chashavu, and the rabbis consider this over here, chachamim kimichuber, as if it's attached to the ground, i.e. attached to the honeycomb, which is considered halachically attached to the ground, and removing the honeycomb over here is an iser of tolesh, of plucking. And the Ramah adds, however, he qualifies it. He says, "Hagah v'davka im devukin bekaveris." The reason for the Magid Mishnah, this is only if it's sturdily attached inside the beehive. But as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow, if it's not firmly attached, it's already been detached, then there is a different set of halachos. With this, however, we will conclude today's shir.